everybody. This is Miss Sasha. Thank you all. Good evening, everybody. This is Miss Sasha. I'm so excited that you all are here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the season 2 of The Evolution of Greatness. You are absolutely in the right place at the right time. Yes, do you feel it? It is so exciting here in Chicago. I'm so thrilled that you guys have joined us from all across the world. We are about to have an amazing, amazing time. So right now, guys, I want for you all to understand that right where you are, life is presenting you so many new options. Everything that you want, you can absolutely have, but you have to first make a choice to believe it, to have it, and to actually go after it. So the question to you today is, what do you want? What do you want? Today, I'm so excited to introduce to you all a friend of mine. His name is Mr. Justice Wortlaw, and he is going to be coming to you today telling you about how you can actually create the life that you want. I thought he would be the most definite, absolute best person to bring this information to you because he has actually done what others are seeking to do. And I'm so excited to be able to introduce this gentleman to you. But before we get started, I just want to take care of some housekeeping, let you all know what we have going on here. Here at The Evolution of Greatness, we are an evolving evolutionary show that's helping you evolve in your everyday greatness, because greatness is who you are, but you have to practice at it, work at it, and continue to evolve and get to the place that you see yourself at. And right now, I'm so excited that you are here, that we have connected in this space so we can all grow together, be a part of our own journey, and soar and reach the limits that we see and go beyond those. So before we go any further, I want to introduce to you some of the new things that we have going on here at The Evolution of Greatness. We are going to be doing an artist spotlight going forward. And what that is all the different people that we meet all across the world, they're always sharing with us their brand new music, things that they're creating. They themselves are evolving in their greatness, and they're sharing with us what they are expressing through the world. So this right here that I want to play for you today, it's called To the Moon. I love it. It's by my dear, dear friend, Miss Tamala, all the way out of New York, and I'm so excited about this production that she's created. So I'm going to share a snippet of it for you. So I want you to be able to enjoy it, to turn up, to party with us, and get yourself together so we can actually listen to this amazing information that Justice is playing for us today. So here we go. This is To the Moon by Miss Tamala.
Give me up and I'll give my heart. What is it?
Alrighty, guys, enough of that. It's not just fantastic. Once again, that is Miss Tamala. It is called To the Moon, and you can listen to the full song at www.misssasha.com. That's MSSASHA.com. So, without further ado, I want to introduce you all to my friend, Mr. Justice Wortlaw. Now, if you guys have been following on social media, I've been hyping this gentleman up all afternoon. He is absolutely thebomb.com plus five. I enjoy talking with him all the time, and I love that Justice is always seeking to grow. He's seeking to evolve himself. If you even follow him on social media, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. This man right here is someone that we all need to know, and we're someone that we need to emulate after. There are so many new entrepreneurs in the world, and they're trying to figure out what to do, where to go, where they're going, what the whole point is. And Justice, not only has he figured that out for himself, he is consistently teaching other people about what it is to create the life that you want and what it is to actually create massive income in your life. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you all to my friend, Mr. Justice Wortlaw. Justice, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Awesome, awesome. Are you excited to turn up with us on tonight and teach about how to create the life of your dreams?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be another great evening, so I'm excited. I get to chit-chat and share a whole bunch of stuff, so I'm really honored. Thank you for having me on, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. One thing I love about you, Justice, is that whenever I talk to you, it's always a great day, regardless of what it is you're doing, wherever you are in the world, it's always a fantastic day, and I'm excited for you to share that with our audience today. So thank you for being here. And before we go on, I want for people to understand who you are. What do you do? Now, when I tell people about you, I tell them that you are an online marketing entrepreneur. I know that's who you are, but there's so much more to what you do. So, Justice, tell everyone, what is it that you do?
What I do is kind of interesting. I think I finally got it down when someone asked me, so I can tell my family this when I go to the Christmas thing this year. I'm an online entrepreneur marketer. That's basically it. I drive traffic to products and services that I earn a commission on, and then I teach people how to do that working 15 to 20 hours a week. Say I show people how to create a system to make a living off of basically getting paid for selling products. It's very simple. But I would say now I think I finally got, that's what I do. I basically send traffic to a specific product, and I make a commission off of it, and I teach other people how to do the same thing.
I love it. I love it. Now, how did you get into that?
In 2009, I read a book. What was that book called? It was a PDF that Frank Kern, he released. And it basically talks about internet marketing, social media marketing. This is when, like, you thought you were cool because you can spam all your friends with your videos on Facebook. And he talked about, you know, pushing traffic and buying products and investing in products and things of that sort. And I was really fascinated by that because I didn't want an office. I didn't really want any employees. Like, I wanted to try something else. And so I downloaded his free book, and he had a product that you can buy. I think it was like $97. I bought the $97, which was big to me because I was working at the time. I was working at Radio Shack at the time, and I was only making $8 an hour, which we all know how much that is. And I took that money and I bought the course, and then it basically taught me everything, like the basic foundational steps as to being an internet marketer. And I fell in love with it. I thought it was truly amazing that you can actually make a living off selling products to the right core group of people. And I was hooked. After I made my first sale, within like a month, I made a commission of like $18, and I couldn't believe it. And after that, I seen that $18, I knew, okay, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
That's phenomenal. I love it. And it's like the different things that we want in life, we're being led to them because we have set purpose intention. And that's something I'm always talking on, is because you had an intention in your mind that you were tired of your Radio Shack job, here came an opportunity for you to actually end that job. That's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's something where you have to have a set mindset to it, a certain pizzazz that you really want this. You got to have a burning desire. sometimes you got to hit like rock bottom to finally hit, you know, realize that I don't want this no more.
Oh, yeah. And that brings me back to a conversation we were having a couple weeks ago. And I just recently told you this, like today, because when we had this conversation, I literally had to shut up. I grabbed a pen and a piece of paper, and I was taking notes. And you were just talking like you always do. But what you were talking about touched me in such a deep way, it actually made me take a good look at my life and change everything that I was doing. And we were discussing a situation that you had a couple years back. I don't even remember how many years ago it was, but you were just saying how it was St. Patrick's Day, and you were... You yourself, you looked over your life, and when you looked over your life, you weren't happy about what you saw. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day, 2010, and I realized that I wanted more. I was broke. I was depressed. I was sad. If you ever met a 21-year-old that was depressed, I was that guy, and it's kind of interesting because you never think 21-year-olds can be depressed, but you can. I was upset. I had, in my opinion, nothing going on for myself because I dropped out of college. And that was my decision. I don't regret it, not one bit. But I realized it finally hit me in a specific moment that where am I going with my life? What am I actually doing? Sometimes you hear the quotes from different entrepreneurs like, if you pass away today, would you be satisfied with that day? And honestly, I wasn't satisfied with the past year. And it gave me a different spark because it was like, am I really going to do this every single day? That the only time I get happy is when I ran the bank deposits because that gave me the ability to actually be out with other people. And that was the truth. Like, I was so excited to do the bank run in the morning and when I was working at Radio Shack because it gave me the sense of, I guess, being an adult or feeling free in a sense, or I would stop at Starbucks just so I can be around the sense of the environment that Starbucks gives you, that little excitement that you feel. Like, going to a Starbucks at, like, 9, 10 o'clock at night, it's a different feeling in there. And I wanted that feeling. Because my job made me feel so computer robot all the time. It felt like I had to, everything was on a system. You know, you go to work and you do the bank run, then you come back and you deal with the customers that are screaming and yelling at you over a $10 expired coupon, and then you're trying to just push your way through the day living on junk food and soda because you're so tired, because you're so bored, because you're not growing. And that's what I was going through. And I realized, like, I can't do this. Not within the technology that we have, you know, available to us now. I can't do that. I can't do that to myself. So I took the advantage and I learned internet marketing. I learned how to build a business online, and I took it very seriously. And, you know, I felt like if I don't do this now, I'm going to end up being miserable at the age of 45. I'm going to miss out on my children's activities. I'm going to, you know, the first day that it's nice in Chicago and everybody's like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm going to like, no, I'm going to work right now, and I'm really upset. But I have control over that. And that's the one biggest thing that, like, you really got to understand that. And you really got to be – you got to drop your ego and understand that you have control over your day. Like, no one is – and people are going to say, well, I got to pay my bills. Yes, but there are, like, a million ways, legal ways for you to pay your bills. You just have to be open enough to making that shift. And that's what hit me. I was open enough to make the shift that, like, you know what? I can do something else that will pay my bills and give me the life that I want and be happy. Or I can stay here, always be satisfied with going to Starbucks between 10 and 11 a.m. and making the bank run and just being excited that, like, okay, I'm grateful that I have a job. Yeah, okay, I'm grateful about a lot of things, but I'm grateful to have a job, but I'm also depressed. These two things aren't weighing themselves out. So once I understood that, I made the shift, I continued to grow, and, I mean, that's where I went to.
That's powerful. And you were telling me what you did to actually get there, and I want for you to absolutely kind of dwell into that a bit and to share with the audience what you said, but you told me that you looked at your life and you didn't like what you saw, and you changed everything that you did. You said you changed what you were eating, you changed what you were feeding yourself mentally, you changed who you hang around, you changed what you wore, you changed everything about yourself. And because of who I know you to be now, you are living that life that you saw 5 years ago.
I don't know. I never worked out. I drank so much alcohol, it was ridiculous. I had me and beer was my best friend. I was upset and terrible. When I think back on it now, I might have been an alcoholic but not even known it. I ate so much fast food, it was ridiculous. It was McGriddles. This is when McGriddles were very popular. It was McGriddles or a sausage biscuit in the morning. It was KFC in the afternoon, and I might go to my burger place in the evening. That's how much I ate fast food. Then you talk on alcohol and beer on top of that. I didn't read. I didn't go to church. I really didn't care about that. My social life was crap. I hung around people that really didn't have any motivation or any goals at all. They were just trying to get through the day and just happy and satisfied with the mediocre things that they had at that present time. I didn't really have a good relationship. I had an okay relationship with my family. We never argued, but, like, it's the difference of the relationship that I have now compared to that I did 5 years ago. Dating, I don't even want to think about the dating aspect. That was just terrible in itself. My self-confidence really wasn't there at all because I couldn't even offer any woman anything at all. I had to wait every 2 weeks just to go on a date because I can afford it. So my only time I can go on a date and ask a woman to go on a date is every 2 weeks on a Friday. But even then, the dates have to be so smaller because I couldn't even afford to go because, of course, I'm making $8 an hour plus commission. I want to throw that in there. I didn't make commissions, but I was so unmotivated at work, I didn't even hit the commissions. So everything, like, I had to shift and change all aspects of that because nothing was working. I would literally, like, I would be tired at work, but as soon as I got off work, I had this burst of energy, and I had to figure out why is that. Because everything else that was going around me was crap. I wasn't happy. And so once I took away the terrible eating, I still eat out, but it's what I ate, and I didn't work out, and now I work out aggressively. You know, I started to invest 15% more into myself and less into other people and other things. And that meant, like, reading books, listening to audio courses, going to events. Like, I started to really hang around people that pushed me. I realized, no offense to anyone I used to hang out with, I was the smartest person I hung around with. My older friends, I was the smartest person in that group. I was the one that was always motivated. No one else wanted to do anything. It's the truth. I know it. You know, they were just sad. They were satisfied with just that status quo, so I had to remove all my friends. I went through this huge deleting spree in my BlackBerry, you know, when BlackBerry was the thing, when BBM was it. So I went through my BlackBerry and deleted thousands and thousands of numbers because the conversation was the same thing. What are you doing today? Nothing. What are you going to do tonight? I don't know. What would you want to do tomorrow? I don't know. Well, get up with me now. All right. Like, it was that was it. That was my conversation with a lot of people. And after that, it was like, I got to change, though. And I did. It was like a rapid decision. It was so easy because, like, if I don't do this now, I'm going to regret it later.
That's awesome. So, Justice, for someone who's in their life right now, they're where you were 5 years ago. They're fed up. They're tired. They are pushed against the wall. They need change. What would you suggest them to do right now, this moment?
Create a 90-day game plan. Over the next 90 days, you break it up, depending on 4, 8, about 12 weeks. So each week you have a new task that you need to do. You need to write this out. You need to either get a pen and paper, or you need to do it on the computer, whatever it is. Over 90 days, you need to, like, really do some hard. This is gonna push you to where you want to be the next 90 days. A, write out where you want to be at the end of the 90 days, financially, mentally, spiritually, physically, like, how do you want to feel? I'm not talking about lose 150 pounds in 90 days, but just feeling good, you know, thinking. So maybe your goal is, I'm going to read 30 minutes per day. And okay, that's one thing. I'm going to work out 3 days a week. You're not trying to hit a target goal for working out. You're just trying to build new habits over 90 days. And maybe I should have said that. this is like a 90-day habit plan. You're trying to make new habits over 90 days, because if you can stay consistent with these new habits over a 90-day period, they will then become your daily ritual. If you look at what you're doing right now, like you built into those habits. Now you need to create new successful habits. So you built this out over 90 days. So working out, how long you want to work out in a week? Reading books, finding new friends or your existing friends, and see like where they're at, or your spouse, your girlfriend, boyfriend. That's the biggest thing that a lot of people overlook. You got it. Like, if you're dating someone and you want to shift right now, and they're not going to be supportive, or they're not going to be understanding, or you're going to be fighting during your shift, I'm going to be honest with you right now. You got to drop them. If you're married, you got to figure that out, because you guys are stuck. But everybody else, you need to drop that, or you need to really get them on the page, because to date someone and give them 60 hours a week of your time and they're not on the same page as you, it's going to be difficult. So, you know, you got your friends, your money. This is the biggest thing, and this is what a lot of people are going to fight me at. You need to break down your money. You need to figure out to keep 10% of your money per month to yourself. You need to keep it. You got to figure out something. You have to. Everyone says, "Well, pay yourself first." I don't say that. I say you need to invest in yourself first, because if you don't invest in yourself, then no one else will. No one will buy your products or your services or want to hang around you, because you will have a vibe of yourself. If you're investing in yourself, then people will want to invest in you by hanging out with you, hearing you, buying things that you create. So you have to invest into yourself. 10%. Look at your money and figure it out. Put it in a savings account, get an envelope. I don't care how you do it, but save 10% of your money. I'm not telling you to do anything with it, but like just save it, and then you transfer that savings, and then you start to do other things with it. You buy books, you go on a vacation, you buy audio courses, you invest into a company that you want to promote, anything. But now you're starting to take that investment and then you build into yourself. Those are like the core things. And also your family. If you have a wife and children or a partner, you got to get your family into it as well. And this is like a key thing over a 90-day period, to make sure that your family is on board and understand what you're trying to do. The more specific you are with them, the more open they're going to be are with you. And get feedback. Well, what do you guys like? What do you not like? Once you understand that, it's going to really work out for you. So my biggest thing for you and what you would want to really do, create your 90-day plan and be honest with yourself over that, and then build it up and build it out that way.
Awesome. I think that's very actionable. You can do that right now. You can look into your future, say, this is where I want to go, and create a plan to get there. That's easy. That's easy. And people say that they can't change their life. That right there is easy, and it's a doable step. You can begin right this moment. That's powerful, Justice. That's very powerful. Is there anything else that you want to share to help people catapult to this new level of living? Like, I know that creating residual income is a very big deal about eliminating your employer if that's what your goal is. What would you want to share with the audience?
I think my last thing would be you purchase two books. One book is Leaders Eat Last by Simon Sinek. The second book is you got to purchase Before I Work Week by Tim Ferriss. The reason why I say that, Simon Sinek of Leaders Eat Last, he really goes over some key stuff about how to be a leader. Anything that you choose to do in your life going forward, the top people are leaders in some kind of way. I don't care if you're an introvert or extrovert, like, you're going to be a leader. Tim Ferriss talks about in the 4-Hour Work Week. Honestly, I don't look at it as a business book. I look at it as a book of, do you really value your time? Read those two books, like I would, and get them and digest into them and like really embrace yourself into it. And then as you do that, you're going to be growing more and more as a person. And then the last thing is to write out your dream day. If you can do anything in one day, how would it be? Okay, and I give you guys mine. My dream day is to wake up at 6:30 in the morning, meditate and read and then hang out. I make my daughters breakfast. We sit at the table and we eat. We laugh. We joke around. I take them to school if it's a school day. And while I take them to school, I work. I go to the gym. I work out for an hour. I come home. I shower. Then I work for 2 hours from 11 to 1 a.m. And then I hang out. Then I go to the cigar lounge because I enjoy my cigars. I'm at the cigar lounge probably like 1 to 2, 1 to 3, whatever. Go get my little ones. Hang out with them. We have dinner at 5, from like 5 to 6:30. We watch movies all day, all evening or whatever, and we hang out. And then I give them a bath, and then I put them to bed, and then I sit in my living room. I read for 30 minutes to 40 minutes, and then I watch me a documentary probably on like the ancient times of the Chinese culture or something like that, or a really good movie or Goodfellas, and then I go to bed. That's my dream day. You got to have, like, what is your dream day? Like, if you don't have anything that you're trying to work towards, you're just going to be working just to work. So my last thing, write out your dream day, and you guys should have, between the books, the 90-day plan, and your dream day, easier for you to make decisions. Because if it doesn't align with your 90-day plan or your dream day, it's easy for you to say no. It's easy for me to say no because I know it. If it doesn't fit in my dream day, then I can't do it. And there you go.
Simple. Simple. I think that we as people, we complicate it too much. You know, we see the people that we want to emulate, the people who are living the lives that we hope to have, and it just may seem too far-fetched, too impossible, and we never make any action. But the very first thing that you need to do is start. You'll never get anywhere if you're being stagnant. So I encourage you all to start, to look at yourself, look at your life. Where do you want to go? A lot of people, just as they live life without any goals, they live life just day to day without understanding where are they going, how long are they going to be here, what is their purpose for this moment of their life, and 5 years down the line, you're in the same place because you didn't strive for anything.
That is very true. You know, if you want more, you got to get very uncomfortable. I think that's my best mode. If you want more, you have to learn how to be uncomfortable. And if you're not, then look at your life over the last 6 months and see if you're happy about it. Just don't even process it. Are you happy with the last 6 months of your life? If not, then you need to get really uncomfortable. Go to the gym if you wanna be healthier. Travel. Do something. Invest into yourself. Make the next 6 months of your life so uncomfortable that you're forced to grow. And there you go.
That's powerful. That's powerful. We should put that on a T-shirt, Justice, and create residual income.
All right. Sounds like a good plan to me.
Absolutely. Well, Justice, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come and sit and talk with us, to share your wisdom, share your knowledge, and to share your experience. Like I said, your life has inspired me. It's done that for years. And I'm glad to be able to be your friend and to actually kind of watch your life unfold at a more personal rate. And I'm so excited that the audience is able to, you know, glean from your wisdom and be able to change your lives as well. I know that it's worked for me, and it is working for me, and I hope it does the same for other people as well, too. So, Justice, thank you so much. Wish I can give you a hug, but we're going to give you air hugs. There you go. Squeeze. Thank you so much for your time. Guys, if you're interested in listening to the rest of today's interview with Mr. Justice Werlaw, please head on over to www.missasha.com. That's www.missasha, and click after the show. There, Justice and I will be talking a bit more about today's topic. I'm so excited to hear what other gems he has to share with you today. So, everyone, it's been an absolute pleasure. Until next week, enjoy and understand that your life is in your hands. You can create the life that you want. You have to look at yourself and say, what is it that I deserve? What is it that I want? And to strive and to go from there. It's all up to you. So until next week, talk to you soon.